You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Some of you are familiar with the old base medrash in YU, where it's a very historically very common, very comical scene of the Aron Kodesh being in one direction and people davening kimat to their backs to that direction. I remember when I was in high school, the Sivalka Rav Dov Lishitz Zatzal was still alive, and imagine that the Aron Kodesh is in the front, let's say Mizrach. It wasn't Mizrach, actually. It was in north, facing north, and David Lifshitz stood in the Mizrach Vant. It wasn't Mizrach, it was the north. So he stood in the front, and his seat was in the corner of the front of the Beis Medrash. And when he davened Shmona Esrei, he faced Mizrach, which was entirely his back to the Aron Kodesh, Mamash. Mamash, that was the Sivalka Rav's Hanhaga. Not everybody did that, but he did. So it wasn't just not facing the Aron Kodesh, it was Mamash one's back to the Aron Kodesh. So that's one question. Do you do that or do you not do that? Secondly, does there have to be a uniform practice in the shul? Or could each person do what he feels is right or what he feels halacha dictates, which we'll have to figure out tonight? Is there room, let's say, in my old shul, in Schenck Shul in Washington Heights, the Aron Kodesh was facing south, and everybody faced south. And then at some point I realized that, hey, if I'm the rabbi, I could, if I start facing southeast, maybe other people also start facing southeast. So should I do that? Should I change it? Should I not change it? These are questions that come up in many, many shuls, including shuls in our neighborhood, which we will not name. Baruch Hashem, every base manager in this room is facing east. But let's see how important this idea is. It's important because a very unusual pasuk in Daniel. Daniel is early. Daniel is in the beginning of the second base Hamikdash. And we see the halacha facing Yerushalayim in a place none other than Pasuk in Daniel. So inasmuch as it's in Aramaic, we'll read it together. Zok the Pasuk in Daniel, Perek Vav. So the beginning of the story of Daniel is that the people are jealous of him. He was very close to the king, and there were certain ministers of the king who were jealous of him, and they wanted to get him in trouble, but he was so upright and so righteous and so honest and with such integrity that they couldn't get him in trouble. It's like that person you just want to get in trouble and just can't do it. So they came up with a plot. They said that there's a new king, and they said to the new king, if you want to be able to maintain your status and you want to be able to be, pay homage only to you and to no one else, we have an idea. Let's make a takana that for 30 days nobody could utter a request other than to you. And that will show you are the source, you will be the only one who could grant a request in the kingdom. Anyone else who utters anybody who utters a request to anyone other than to you will be put to death. And they knew that Daniel's a religious guy. Zakhtupas the Khes. The Kayama Kiam Malka to maintain the Malucha Lutakafa and his strength, Asar, they put an Isser, Dikol Di Yivei Bo, anybody who would issue or submit a request, Min Kol Ella, from any god, Vanash, or person, Ad Yom Tlasin, for 30 days, other than Minach Makom, then from you, such a person would do that, Yisrael will be thrown, Ligov Aryavasa, to a
lion's
den. And just two, three short psukim later, Daniel couldn't really care less, and Olivese goes up to his house, v'chavim psichinlei v'ilisei, and he has windows open in his attic, neged Yerushalayim. Clearly, you see here, the pasuk goes out of its way to say that he had windows facing Yerushalayim, presumably for a persik, v'zimnin t'lasa b'yoma, who baruch ha'b'richoi, three times a day, he would bound down on his knees, prostrate himself, mitzali and davin, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he has always done. Clearly, he had a practice that he didn't stop in this case, but the point is that he had a practice of davening Klape Mizrach, Klape Yerushalayim. So you see, whatever halacha we're going to learn, which we'll learn in just a moment, was practiced, first of all, by Daniel in Tanakh, recorded as significant. Secondly, done even though it was not in Eretz Yisrael, it was in Bavel. And why did he do this? So you're familiar with the Gemara Brachas, which we'll see in source 3, but let's see the Pesukim in Malachim, Aleph. When Shlomo HaMelech builds the first Beis HaMikdash, he has the most beautiful tefillah, which is so worthwhile to read the rest of it inside. The most incredible, it's a soliloquy where he just goes on from Mavish 30 Pesukim, giving B'nai Yisrael a bracha, daring Tashem Hashem Shnei Surat Tefillos, and more importantly, Hashem Shnei Surat Tefillos of the Goyim, interestingly enough. Zot Shlomo HaMelech. Pasuk, right after you say, after he introduces the inauguration, Pasuk Lambeis, V'gamal Anachri, Asher lo meim cha Yisrael, hu uvomeir srichol kalaman, shuchal gadov yotcha, chazak ozron achando, uvar v'yispalu al abayis, says, so all the Goyim who come to Eretz Yisrael, to daven, to pray at this house, Hashem, you should answer their tefillos. Of course, why? That's a different question. But it says, "V'spalu el habayis zel." Come daven at this house. But we're going to get much more. So, "V'heyatzer shemayv lo yematar ki echadulach." If we do averes and there's not going to be any rain, "V'spalu el ma'amakom hazeh." So you see, "el ma'amakom hazeh." Just look at what I underlined because you'll see some. It's different each time. If there'll be a battle, pasuk mendan, when there'll be a battle and our enemies will come against us, we'll palu el Hashem, derech ha'ir asher b'charta ba. We're going to daven to Hashem. It doesn't say we're going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. It says we're going to daven to Hashem, derech Yerushalayim, and presumably derech lebayis asher banisi. And finally, in pasuk mevav, it says even when we're thrown into galus, we do averus and we're in foreign lands, we will do tshuva, we will daven, v'yispalu again derech artsam asher nasata lavosam. We should daven derech Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, ha'ir asher b'charta. And furthermore, v'abayis asher bonis l'shimcha. Based on this is the Gemara Brachas that everybody, is all of you, are familiar with. The Gemara talks about suma, firstly, or a person who doesn't have a compass and therefore doesn't know which direction to daven. You don't have to have a compass. You could look at, I've trained my children starting from about age 8 to know where the sun rises, where the sun sets, where the shadows are, and therefore which way you daven. But if it's a cloudy day, so you don't have shadows, then you're not able to be mechavin as haruchos, or it's nighttime and you don't know your astronomy. So then you chavin libo kenegim have avi shabbat shamayim. Why? What you're going to see here, what I understand the Gemara is doing, is it's going to be citing the five different underlines that I underlined. And what is happening in the Gemara Brachas is that there's really stiras in the Pesukim, either stiras or repetition. And to account for the stiras or repetition in the Pesukim, Chachamim Chazal see that it must be that it's talking about five different scenarios. Each one must be referring to a different Pasuk, and therefore that will account for all the repetition, and it will account for all the contradictions. So if it's a Summa, or somebody who can't be Mechavin as a Ruchos, can't figure out which direction to daven, so that accounts for the Pasuk of V'ispalu el Hashem. Continues the Gemara in Brachas in the second dat. Hayo Omer b'chutz la'aretz, then Yichavin as Libu k'neged Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar, the other Pasuk that talks about Derech Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, the third dat, Hayo Omer b'Eretz Yisrael, then Yichavin as Libu k'neged Yerushalayim. Fourth dat, if you're already in Yerushalayim, Yichavin as Libu k'neged HaBeis HaMikdash, Shnemar, the words v'ispalu habayis hazeh. Hayomi b'beis hamikdash itself, then you focus on the Kodesh HaKodashim because of the pasuk that says v'ispalu hamakom hazeh. The second to last dad, if you're ready in the base Kodesh HaKodashim, then you chavin eslibu k'neg b'beis hakapores. Interesting, he doesn't quote a pasuk. Hayomi achori b'beis hakapores, yirei yatsu ki lifni hakapores, he doesn't quote a pasuk. What's the point of this? Now if you would ask me what the point of this is, I would say, not like what the Gemara is about to conclude. I would say the point is, so you should all daven towards the Shechina. That's not what the Gemara is about to say. The Gemara is going to say, so the common denominator is, and it's not going to say, so we all focus on the Shechina. Look at the Gemara's conclusion. Nimtza, Omid b'Mizrach, etc. You're all going to be focused on, what's the point of all these things? Look at my underline. Nimtza, kol yisrael mechavnin eslibon l'mokam echad. The point is seemingly less so to be mechavnin klapei Shechina, more so that there should be one locus, one focal point, to which all of Klal Yisrael are focused. Incredible thing, because that shows the achdus that needs to be in tefillah. More than it shows the fact that we have to focus on Hashem in tefillah. It's something to think about. Like the Arizal says that before a person davens, a person should say, Arim ni mekabel atzmi mitzvos v'avdorecha kamocha. That's something to think about in Machshava. And based on a pasuk, a drasha of a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we don't have to go into. Okay, so that's the background. That's just as far as introduction. Most of these sources you might be familiar with already. Now let's get into the sugya of which direction do we face, especially when there's going to be a stira between Mizrach and the Aron Kodesh. So just to start us off on the right track, just to get us comfortable with who we are, look at the bottom source, so on the page 1. Tosus says in Brachas, the Gemara that we just learned, it's a longer Tosus, I just quoted 6 words from it, Achshav Anu B'marav Hashel Eretz Yisrael, we are all in Europe, and therefore we are all to the west of Eretz Yisrael. We're not in Bavel anymore, rather we're to the other side of Eretz Yisrael, other side of the border. Al kein anu ponim lemizrach. Can I ask you what Tosus is saying? Is he identifying? I wasn't really sure where I was. I didn't know if I was in Europe or I was in China. And therefore, Tosus helps me and says, "You should know what you're in Europe, not China. And therefore, you have to face east. You're in America. You face east." Is that what Tosus is saying? You're saying if somebody would move outside of the European community, he should know that he should do different.
Right. Based on those positions, they'll know. Well, it depends. If the Rabbi places his lotion as Unim Lomisrach, and the Gemara's lotion is always Yichad Malibut, not an actual physical term.
Oh, that's very schwer. Yeah, it's clearly when the Gemara says Yichad and Eslibo, it can't be. You think it's only the heart? Doesn't mean that. Yichavein doesn't mean, by the way, nobody liked my title. Does anyone see the title on my page?
Yeah, Kavono.
Do you know how like proud I am of my title? Yeah. There's a book that came out that was just recently written by Rav Chaim Sabato. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Sabato, and it says he's a Rosh Hashiva, he's a poet, he's a
novelist,
he's a Renaissance man. And he wrote a book called Tiyum Kavanos. Kavanot. Tiyum means focusing kavana, which is a double entendre because it has a kavana is also how you aim the rifle or the turret of a gun, and tiyum is how to like focus in on your target, and it's also focusing in kavana. So here it's not kavana, but it's kivun. Kivun is direction. So when Rashi, when the Gemara says yichaven es libo, you're thinking the lotion of kavana. I thought maybe yichaven eslibo might mean direct. Direct your chest, physically. What? You're right. What? Yeah, I think Tosus is saying more than all of you are saying.
But it says, achshav onum right. Now, at this time, we are in the west. So we turn to the east. Which might imply that were we in the Far East?
That's what I think Dr. Rubin was saying. I think Tosus is saying the more than that.
What did he say?
Why can't you simply say that it doesn't make a difference? It's more of a sort of parent. So what's if you face west?
First of all, I don't know at which point it was common knowledge that the Earth is circular. Second of all, by that time, yeah. Second of all, but that's like, scratching your head like this.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So
Chazal, if Tosus knew it, Chazal knew it. If Chazal knew it, I don't know. It's a hard thing to say. I think Tosus is saying something much, much more of a Chiddush. You're right, but the Gemara never said the word east, did it?
No.
The Gemara doesn't say the word east. You're right. The Gemara is Talmud Bavli was written in Bavli, and they had to attack a face. You're right. The opposite of the way we do now. I think Tosus is saying a big chiddush. Europe is to the east. That's, I think, the point. I think Tosus is saying that even though we're northeast, don't worry about the north. I think the east isn't good enough. That's what I think Tosus is saying. We're northwest. Europe is northwest of Eretz Yisrael. So I would think you should have to face east? No, southeast. Comes Tosus and says, no, east is sufficient.
At what point do you go around and instead of facing east, you start facing
west? So that's what Dr. Brookstein raised. That's, you have to look at the meridians or whatever. Okay. It's a good question. Yeah. If you're going
to
be in Australia, which way do you, you know, which way do you go?
The question is, how far north are you before you have to face south?
Before you have to face southeast or south?
Southeast.
That, so it sounds for me from Tosis, I mean, I would, if I just had the Gemara, I would turn at a compass and I'd face wherever Yerushalayim is. Not east, no, not east. I'd face Yerushalayim if I had the Gemara. But I don't have the Gemara. I have Tosis. Now that I have Tosis, what am I going to do? I'm going to ignore it. So I'm going to face east.
What if you do it on an airplane?
Face another airplane.
But you want to play now.
Okay, so that, no, so Tosis is talking about where the Jewish community was in Europe. Okay, fine. Let's move on. You're going to see something interesting. So again, we didn't do anything you didn't know until now. Now we're going to start seeing things that you might not have been familiar with. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara Bava Basa Chafei, source number 5. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. You know this line, but you don't know where the Gemara is going to go after that. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Harot Sheyach Kim Yadrim. B'sheyashir Yatzbin. You want to become a Talmud Chacham, you should face south. You want to become wealthy, you should face north. B'si Manach. In the Beis HaMikdash, the situation of the Kelim was as follows. Shulchan b'tzafon u'menorah b'darom. And we know that the Shulchan represents physical wealth, financial wealth, so you should face north the Shulchan. If you, and menorah represents wisdom, you should face the south. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. Comes Rabbi Shua ben Levi and says, La'olam yadrim. You should always face south, but based on the same logic. Because if you become a chacham, like the menorah, if you face the menorah, then you'll also become wealthy, like a pasuk says, fine. Correct the Gemara of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. How could Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi say that you should face the south? After all, didn't he say elsewhere Shechina b'Ma'arav? Can you explain to me what this Gemara's kasha is? This Gemara's kasha clearly assumes that when it said Yadrim, it meant completely directed towards Darum. Yatzpin means completely directed towards Tzafon. Pause for a second. That means you have one shul. You have a fafrumta yeshiva man. He wants to shtay. So where is he going to be facing?
South.
Totally south. And right next to him is his younger brother, his older brother is a slick businessman. Where is he going to be facing?
North.
Completely north. Mm-hmm. They're the same shul, right?
Yeah.
Right? Not a, it's not like they had shuls for like B'nai Aliyah and shuls for like, you know, B'nai, whatever you want to call, Yerita, I don't know what you call them. Interesting. And that's why the Gemara asks, why are you saying to face north or to face south? You should face, he should be holding, you should face left. I'm sorry, you should face Ma'arav. Do you realize what's missing?
What does that even mean,
east or west?
Shechina b'Ma'arav.
What does that even mean?
That's a good question. It probably, in this Gemara, the Pashtus means that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was to the west wing, right? The west wing, that's where the action is. The west wing of the Beis HaMikdash, the west is where the Shechina is. Not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but in general. That's what it seems. So this Gemara, hold on, Rabbi. So it sounds from this Gemara that there's three possible ways, either Tzafon, fully Dharma. The Gemara asks the Kasha, it shouldn't be Dharam or it shouldn't be Tzafon, it should be due west. To which the Gemara answers, and we'll see from the answer else. No, Dimitzadi, that's a due day, which Raji is going to say, no, it means you face west, but facing a little bit northerly or southerly. You angle it a little bit, so you're facing west, with a little bit of an angle to the south if you want to become a Talmud Chacham. And if you want to become wealthy, you want to win the lottery, then you're west, but you face a little bit to the north, because that's where the Shulchan is.
Is this Gemara halacha, agada?
This Gemara is halacha.
Well, if that's not the case, so then what do you do with the Mishnah that says lo lachachamim lechem? Lo lachachamim lechem.
Okay. Yeah, that's agada.
Well, that's agada.
That's agada. do you realize what this Gemara just did? This Gemara is a sugya against the against the whole Gemara Brachas. What did the Gemara Brachas say? Face Yerushalayim. What does this Gemara say? You didn't see the word Yerushalayim. You didn't see the word Beis HaMikdash. You didn't see the word Eretz Yisrael in this Gemara. Yeah, according to the, forget the half amina, but according to the maskan of the Gemara, you face where? You face west, and then with a little tilt if you want something else. If you want an upgrade, then you do a little tilt. But you're facing west. In other words, we have machlokas hasugis, Rabbi say. So that which we face east is not so pashut. It happens to be, yes, an explicit Gemara. You're saying that's what Shekhinah B'Marav means?
Yeah.
You could be right. This is Bavli, and therefore Marav would be towards Eretz. So you could be right. Could be. You're so brainwashed that of course you have to face Mizrach. So Marav must mean Mizrach.
But that's
not the Gemara. But that you say, how could it be?
Except that Mishulam Levi was a Ben Eretz Yisrael.
I don't know that. Is that the case?
No, that's Pasha.
Okay, that makes sense. So who points out?
If you're in Bogol, you face Myra.
Correct, yeah, that's what Dr. Brookstein was saying.
Yeah.
But Mr. Bloom is saying that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the Bala Memra here, is Taka ben Eretz Yisrael. And still, despite that, he still says a Gifitz Arab Marav. So who points out that this is Taka Stir and Sugyas? It's not me just pulling together two Gemaras, the tour. Points out that this indeed is a steer in Sugyas. Look at the Torah in source number 6. Hayomi, first he quotes the Gemara in Brachas that we feel comfortable, that we're familiar with. Hayomi b'Yushalayim, Yechavi k'nei Beis HaMikdash, Nehemiah, Brach quotes the Pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then says the Torah, U'kahach Shmaitza Kaimulan. We pass like this Gemara, the Gemara in Brachas, that says you face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Velo ke'ahi de'bava basra, where we find the machlokas, deplete what I just showed you in source number 5. Deplete yamara, yikamadar shkina b'mizrach, tzorchach z'yapadu l'mizrach, yikamadar shkina b'mayrav, tzorchach z'yapadu l'mayrav. There's a machlokas, hasugis. And we paskin, so Dr. Brookson, you could be well, you could relax. You are right in the end, but not because that's the only way to look at it, but that happens to be a machlok that sugyas. We pass like the sugyam brachos that you, we talk a face Yerushalayim, we talk a face Eretz Yisrael. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. Okay, so we finished the first half of the shir, the first point of the shir. Now, when we had this Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara said, Mitzadi that's Duday. Rashi said, let's look at Rashi inside, in source number 5 in the italics. The Mitzadi that's Duday, Me'at Litzadarum, meaning, what does that mean? It means really you face either east or west, and then you shift you tilt a tiny bit in a north, you're facing east or west, but then you tilt a tiny bit, a little bit Litzadarum, a little bit Litzad Mizrach. That's what the that's how Rashi learns. Comes, 1 second please. Comes the Beis Yosef, and he quotes the Mari Abu Hav. Who is the Beis Yosef's Rebbe? Maria Buhab, right? Marikara? Am I getting confused? Is it Beis Yosef's Rebbe, Maria Buhav? The Maria Buhav has a shul in Sfat, where they have the two Aron Kodeshes. The whole shul collapsed except Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah from Maria Buhav. Who knows the story? I was there for 2 weeks ago. Yeah, there's a story. Maria Buhav.
I mean, tour guide at the very.
Yeah, Maria Buhav.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Had a Sefer Torah that was in this shul, so we're talking going back 600 years, longer. And at one point, when the Islam were in control, they said you had to put a Koran in the Aron Kodesh. So they moved the Sefer Torah to the side, so there's like an extra Aron Kodesh for the Sefer Torah, which they didn't want to put with the Koran. And then there was like an avalanche, a fire, right? Svat had an avalanche. Was it the earthquake? Right? It was the earthquake. and everything fell apart and everything was destroyed. It was a fire, or maybe the fire, I don't remember what happened, but the only thing that didn't, wasn't destroyed in the whole building was the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah of the Maria Buhav. So that's Maria Buhav. So comes the Rabbi Yosef, quotes Maria Buhav, who lived in Tzfas, or at least at the end of his life. And look at what he says. V'teima al ha-minhag she'anu no'agim l'hispala l'tzafon v'ledarom v'lo haya alon l'hispala el mizrach k'deri ha-mechaber. We should follow the mechaber. Here's the tour. Maria Buhav is, why is the custom among Jews to daven tzafon darom? Wow, fascinating. That means in the time of Maria Buhav, the custom was to daven tzafon or darom, not to east.
Yosef was in Tzfas, so yeah. He should have been davening to the south.
Maria Buhav might have written this when they were in Europe or Spain or Portugal or wherever it was before that. Presumably that's what he's referring to when he talks about the minhag. He's probably not talking about what it was in Tzfas.
Saint Tzafon and Dar is obviously the word.
Right. Vinira, look what he says. Let's assume it's before he moved to Tzfas. Vinira, sheyesh lan al-hachzir ha-pare b'tzad ha-mizrach kishanu mispalim l'tzafon v'ledarom. Okay, we're going to face Tzafon v'ledarom, but you know what we should do? We should tilt a little bit
east.
A little bit east. Kidarmina beperek lo yach, like we saw in the Gemara in Bava Basra, right? I don't know, I didn't see it like that. This is how he's reading the Gemara that we just saw above. The mitzadid it's today. That was the Gemara that's, what the, how did we understand that the Gemara? We understood that Gemara in mitzadid it's today, meaning you're facing east. And then you tilt a little bit to the menorah, a little bit to the shulchan, because you want to become a talmid chacham, or you want to win the lottery, or you make a good business deal. He says, no. You know what that gemara means? Perush, I underlined it. Shehamispalel, it's off of Viladarom. Whichever way you're facing fully, presumably because of either you like Torah or you like money, you know what you should do? All of you should at least, yishlah lahatos panav litzad Eretz Yisrael. You should at least tilt your head to Eretz Yisrael. So your body's going to be faced Tzafon or Darom, depending on who you are. That's the minhag. This is not just what he thinks should be the halach. He says this is the minhag. And it's sadly the truth that Gemara says you should tilt it a little bit to the side. So we have, of course, and then the Beis Yosef says, but Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says that you're facing east and then you tilt a little bit, which is what we assume. You tilt east and then you tilt a little bit either to Tzafon or Darom. We have a gigantic machlokas, Rabosai. Rashi read the Gemara that you face east with a tilt, a tiny tilt to the Tzafon or Darom, depending on who you are. And Maria Buhav says the minhag is that you face whatever you want. And everybody, even though they face whatever they want, to the Tzafon or Darom, there should be a little bit of a tilt to give homage. A little, like when people celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut in America and they have black and white, blue and white cookies or donuts, from 6,000 miles away, They're happy living where they live. They're happy living in Lawrence, happy living in Faraka, but they'll have a blue and white cookie. So here you have people, they're doing stuff in Dharam, and then a little tilt to Eretz Yisrael, and that's, suffice it with that. That's Maria Buhav, gigantic machlokas rishona. How do we pass, Gimra Bosai? Before we see how we pass, there's the Tosefta. The Tosefta introduces for the first time the words Aron Kodesh. Notice we didn't say the word Aron Kodesh from the beginning of the shir until now. We had Daniel, we had Shlomo HaMelech, we had Gemara in Brachos, and a thousand Brachos talked about focusing towards Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, we had Gemara Bava Basra, which talked about Tzafon and Darom. The word Aron Kodesh did not enter our lexicon until this Tosefta. Says the Tosefta, source number 8, Tosefta Megillah Gimel Chaf Beis, Ein poschen pischei beis batei knesios, el lemizrach. Oh, I'm sorry, that will be the next source. The Tosefta says, you'll see in the Rambam in a moment, the Tosefta is going to say, you shouldn't have the doorways except in the east, you shouldn't have a western doorway, but rather you should have a doorway on the east side. Shekemat tzina beheichal. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the door of the Beis HaMikdash was on the east, facing west. Shaya pasuch lemizrach, shnemar v'achar l'fnei ha-mishkan, keinu l'fnei ha-moyed mizrach. Fine. The door was on the east side. Based on that, Tosefta says the Rambam. The Rambam is going to be the first one to mention the word Aron Kodesh. Kishabon and Beis HaKnesses. This is in the Hilchas Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph, where he talks about Dinei Beis HaKnesses. So he says, where should you have the opening, like the Tosefta says, Ein Poschim Pisrei HaKnesset El B'Mizrach, and he quotes the Pasuk, Ubon, now all of a sudden he introduces the base of the Aron Kodesh. Ubonim bo heichal shemanicha bo sefer Torah, and you should put in the east door, in the east side, the Aron Kodesh where you place the sefer Torah. Ubonim heichal zeh beruach shemispalim kenegdo bo sayir. And you should put that wall, I'm sorry, you should put that Aron Kodesh in the direction that you face where you daven in that city, so that Kadeshu Paneim El Mul HaHechal Kishiyandu L'Tefillah. Do you realize what he's saying? He's saying, well, everyone's going to be, presumably he means everyone's going to be facing Yerushalayim. Make sure you also fit the Aron Kodesh into that Yerushalayim Vant, that Yerushalayim wall, so that people could be, while they're facing Yerushalayim, also be focused towards the Heichal. It sounds like it's a nice thing to do if you're an architect and you're building an Aron Kodesh. It's a smart thing to do. It sounds almost like it's a prat in Hilchos. Beis HaKnesset, it's not Hilchos Tefillah. It sounds like the Aron Kodesh being in the front so that people face it is not a din that you have to face the Aron Kodesh. It's a din that people are all facing Yerushalayim, all facing Eretz Yisrael, all facing whatever direction they're facing. And because of that, you know, we should do, you should step in, we should stick in, that there should be an Aron Kodesh there, so at least people will also be facing the Aron Kodesh. It doesn't sound like there's a halach you have to face the Aron Kodesh. Yeah, because there is no place of this. That's where the halach of building based Knessets are. Meaning there's no separate place for him to write it. The halach of a shul are in Hilchos Tefillah, so he has to. But which part of Hilchos Tefillah are they in? Then the halacha is not in the dinei Shmona Esrei, rather they're in the dinim of Kishabonim Beis HaKnesset.
He doesn't mention the word Aron HaKodesh, by the way.
Heichal. Heichal means Aron HaKodesh.
I know, he doesn't say the word Aron HaKodesh. I was looking for that word.
I don't know when the word Aron HaKodesh, you know, comes in. It might be a more modern word. How do we pass it? Says the Shulchan Aruch, our dear Rebbe, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Tzadi Dalet, which is the direction in which a person is supposed to face. Bekumal his palel, when a person gets up to daven, im hayomid b'chutz la'aretz, then you should face Eretz Yisrael. And also, second lavi yichavim gam liyushalayim, ulu mikdash l'beis kodshi ha-kadoshim. That's if you're in chutz la'aretz. What is he saying? He said, if you're in chutz la'aretz, you should face where? Eretz Yisrael, and Yushalayim, and the beis mikdash, and the kodesh kadoshim. Is that like what I suggested Tosus might be saying? That we saw 20 minutes ago, I said, Tosafot says, face east! Shalom, the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, say, face Eretz Yisrael. Face Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. It sounds to me that you have to, wherever you are, adjust to face what? Yerushalayim. Not east, not Eretz Yisrael, but Mamash Yerushalayim. So therefore, if you're in England, that will be different than if you're in Belgium. Belgium is further north, and you'll be on a steeper angle. If you're in England, it's a little south from Belgium, and be on a little bit of a lower, you know, a less steep angle towards Eretz Yisrael. But definitely more focused than just eastwards. It has to be east, you know, in Europe to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be southeast. Even in America, it'll be southeast. But maybe me davening here will be different than my friends davening in Florida, because Florida is 3,000 miles south. It might be a little bit either straight east, maybe east and northeast a little bit. But for me, it'll be southeast a little bit. Fine. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Hayom made in the middle of the second line in source number 10. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, then face Yerushalayim, and also the same thing. Also the Mikdash Beis Kodesh Kodeshim. If you're in Yerushalayim, etc. Like we saw in the Gemara in Brachas.
I have a question.
Oh yeah, just put it one more line, please. Top of page 3, continues the Shulchan Aruch, if you're davening to not the right direction, imispal l'ruach misha'aruchos, if you're facing some other direction, not towards Eretz Yisrael, then at least yitzadit pan of the tzad Eretz Yisrael and b'chutzlatz. You should face you should tilt your face at least to somewhere else, to you know, as focused as either to Eretz Yisrael or to Yerushalayim if you're in Eretz Yisrael, or if you're in Yerushalayim to the base of Mitzvah. That's if you're not in the right direction. Fine. That's all we have to do from this Shulchan Aruch. Yeah?
When you're facing, when we're talking about facing a specific direction, are we talking about the direction that would be the least amount of distance linearly if you would actually travel it, or are we talking about making a hole through the earth?
You're talking about mountains, or are you talking about things like Australia?
We're talking about us here. If you would actually take the
You're saying, should I focus downwards? Nobody ever said focus downwards. It was all east, north, west, south, so it has to be linearly.
So linearly, that would be in a longer direction than if you would go north.
Then if you would drill a hole...
No, even if you would
I see what you're saying, like the... Yeah, I hear you're saying, okay. It always you need an x-ray to ask a question like that. Okay, fine. What happens when you have, if we stopped right now, based on the way I presented everything until now, if we have a machlokas, not a machlokas, machlokas between Yerushalayim and the architect, right? Eretz Yisrael is in one direction, the Aron Kodesh is in a different direction. What direction do you think we should face? So far, it sounds, based on what we presented, it sounds like you should face Eretz Yisrael. Let's see the Magen Avraham speaks about this explicitly. V'anu shemachzirin, that's not important, says the Magen Avraham, v'lachein kovan ha'heichal b'mizrach, since we face the Mizrach, therefore, again, the fact that we put the base of the Aron Kodesh in Mizrach is, since we face Mizrach, therefore put the Aron Kodesh there. V'afilu kavu ha'heichal b'tzad acher, yispalel la Mizrach. Says the Magen Avraham, like who? Like the Suvalka Rav that I told you, in the Beis Medrash in YU, he used to have Imamish his back to the Aron Kodesh. Back to the Aron Kodesh to fake Mizrach, like the Magen Avraham. Okay? That is the first part of the Shir. Or maybe more than the first part. You tell me, Kovan HaEichel is a different base of Kassus, right? Tell me where to put a base. What? It's talking about the Ramah, which we don't want to go into, but it's talking about where you put a Hilchas Tefillah would say face the whatever. Putting an Aron Kodesh somewhere is how to build a shul. Fine. So we did the with a bulk of the issue.
That's pretty unequivocal.
The Magen Avraham is unequivocal. Well, yes and no. I'll tell you why. Because now let's talk about our shul. Let's pretend we're in the shul. That's the sanctuary. Look at right over there, the shtender. Let's pretend that's the Aron Kodesh. So everybody should be facing Mizrach, right? Here it works out.
Why shul doesn't?
We don't talk about that here.
Secret.
Right. So let's say in the white shul, you have, first of all, you have the pews facing all different directions, and people daven Shemona Esrei, so also because the width, we're a little more long, theirs more wide, they turn towards?
The Aron is south.
Oh, that's a whole different story, okay.
The Aron is south.
Two different places, though, the main shul and the best medrash.
The main shul.
Okay, so.
Different directions.
Base medrash is east, but the main shul is south.
They turn to the Aron. So that's not like this Magen Avraham? Okay. That's not like the Magen Avraham. What could come up is what I raised before, is that let's say one person would decide, you came to the Shir tonight. Everybody who is in the Shir tonight, and here or there, we're going to find ourselves at some simcha, at some minyan, in the white shul. What are we going to do? So you want to be, are you going to be the sore thumb and, you know, face opposite where everybody else is facing? Well, you know better. You're at this shir. On the other hand, what are you doing? What?
Moses taking away this achdus that
the. Oh, that's better than what you said. What did he say? He said the achdus. What achdus? The achdus that the Gemara in the Gemara brachas. Remember what the Gemara brachas says. Nimsa that kol Yisrael ponim le. Here it's not kol Yisrael. It's everybody at least in the shul. Maybe, I mean, you're talking about let's go. That's a halacha, that's a shas sugya. Here we have within our sugya itself, within the sugya of Kivon HaTfilah, there's a, the Gemara Brach has told us that you want everybody focused in the same direction. But again, that might be talking about all of Klal Yisrael.
Right.
All of Nimtza, Klal Yisrael, as opposed to a Shul. Okay, so this is a question that was asked to the Yad Eliyahu. In source number 4. The Yad Eliyahu, I'm not sure who he was, but he lived in the, he was an early Acharon. And it's an incredible sefer, just to go from going through this very long tshuva. This tshuva was like 10 pages long. I clipped a little bit for you. He says something fascinating. He says, I'm going to bring you a proof that we don't care what other people do. I'm going to skip to that. I'll do two more points and then we'll finish. It says that Shaz the Shuvah is Yad Eliyahu. I'm going to bring you a proof that you don't have to worry about different people doing different things. You do what's right. You went to the Shir, you know you're supposed to face East, you're supposed to face Yerushalayim, you do what's right. What's the proof that we don't care what other people are doing? What's the proof that you do what you're supposed to do and we don't care what other people are doing in this Sugya, in the case of directions of Tefillah? Exactly, you have an explicit Gemara that says what you're facing, you don't all have to face the same way. Those who want Torah will face Dharam. Those who want wealth will face Tzafon. So we see in this sugya alone, forget about bringing rayas about lo siskol to do in general, you have different minhagim and shulk, you have different whatever things in one minyan, forget that. Here in this discussion of the direction in which you're supposed to face, explicit Gemara that those who want to daven like this, daven in this direction, those who want otherwise, daven in a totally different direction. That's the argument of the Aliyah. Fabulous argument, if you ask me.
That's and maybe the only reason you don't have an Aron Kodesh, you dominate in your house.
We already said we ignore the Aron Kodesh.
I'm saying, but he might have been referring, Gemara is referring to, there's no Aron Kodesh at all, which way do you face?
But the Bogen Avram, the way the Bogen Avram said, the way the Bogen Avram told us is that we don't really care what the Aron Kodesh is.
One can argue that, so I'm saying.
Okay, I'm saying, we saw the Bogen Avram. There might be others who say otherwise, but maybe next week I'll find somebody who says something else. At least so for the Bogen Avram. This is what the Bogen Avram
hopes about that.
So, look at, you're welcome to see on page 4. In the second paragraph, al-ikara dina dehacha, meaning his shayla, he went on a tangent, then he comes back. So he's saying, the ikara dina, in terms of when the Aron Kodesh is not facing Yerushalayim, what should you do? Yesh lama de'ein kamakom pikvok. There's no shayla. De'yesh lo his palel kamoshe mechuyev al pi hadin. You should face Yerushalayim. Af al pi sha'aron kodesh the tzad acher. Even though the Aron Kodesh is facing some other direction, that's not. I don't care where the Aron Kodesh is. Face Yerushalayim. V'chem afurish in the Knesset Gedola, brought in the site of the Magen Avraham that we learned together. Fine. Next paragraph. What about the fact that you're the only guy in shul doing that? V'imishum Eva, that everybody's going to be angry at you. Who's this, you know, hotshot guy who's doing not like the Rav, and not like all the people who've been davening here for 70 years. Nir Pasha, delo shayach kan Eva kla. Eva, argument and hatred doesn't apply in this case. Tabalavach, we know, even without this issue of Aron Kodesh versus Mizrach, we already have precedent for different directions. Yesh lo l'chol echad ve'echad l'shanas k'tas k'fisha yirtza. Everybody could turn, do a little bit different like as he wants. Kosh k'asav v'perek l'yachpar, as we learned about Basra earlier tonight. Harotz l'hashu yatzpan, harotz l'hachkim yadrim. And remember, if you're facing, just look at my hands if you don't mind. If you're faced, if this is Mizrach, and one person faces here, and one person faces there, Dharam and Tzafon, even if everybody's facing Mizrach, but they're facing in, there's no convergence, right? They're not converging. It's a trajectory that'll just take you farther and farther away. So it's not just, you see from that Gemara, not only does it not have to be to the same place, but they could be in even opposite directions. And therefore, Nimtza, he concludes right before the end of source number 14, Nimtza, the non-underlined lines, Darishus bi'ad kol echad la'amod le'mizrach, everybody has the right, even in a shul where it's not done, to face Mizrach, Valimtos, Panav, and once you're doing that, you can face whatever way you want as far as Torah or as far as wealth is concerned. Gentlemen, Gevaldige Svara, right? A beautiful proof that you could face wherever you want, as we see from Dharam and Safon, and you don't have to face just all members of the shul have to face in the same direction. Beautiful Svara. Except for the fact that that's not how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Mishnah Berurah paskens against this Yad Eliyahu, and therefore look at the Mishnah Berurah in the last paragraph from Fisla Finish. Beis HaKnesses, Shehemidu Aron HaKodesh Letzad Dorom HaOlam V'kula Mispalim Neged Aron HaKodesh. I'm sorry, this is not exactly how I said it, we'll see. Beis HaKnesses, the Mishnah Berurah does say that you follow the Magen Avraham, that you follow the Mizrach and not the Aron Kodesh. That he says earlier. Yeah, thank you. That's a test. That's how I quoted Tess. The beginning of the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, Simitzad Dalad, Sivkot and Tess. Miu, I feel a kaba, hechel, bekosel, acher. Even if you put the Aron Kodesh in the wrong wall, tzarech lemispalel, lahach zirpon al mizrach. The Davener should nevertheless face the correct direction, which is Yerushalayim. Fine. Now skip to the bottom. What happens if that's what should be, but that's not how people do it? Beis HaKnesses Shehemidu Aron HaKodesh Letzad Dorom HaOlam. The Aron Kodesh is in the south wall. For example, the White Shul. V'kulam Mispalim Neged Aron HaKodesh Hu Letzad Dorom Afal Pi Shelo Kolgan. Everybody's taka facing south. You guys were in the shir tonight. So what are you going to do next week when you go to the White Shul for davening? Paschal's the Mishnah Berurah. Well, we saw in the Yad Eliyahu that you should do what's right. You should do what you shouldn't worry about other people. Mikol Malka Nabol Yispalasham Yispalal Letzad Shat Sibur Mispalalin Ach Yitzad Yitpanav Mizrach. You do what the Kal does. You do what the Tzibur does. Everybody's facing south. You should face south. You should face, in which case, in Yishuv, for example, it's the Aron Kodesh direction, but tilted a little bit to the east. He argues on that svara why there's a long arichus, why he argues, which I didn't go through. So halacha lemaisa, it's not going to be like we saw in the Yad Eliyahu. Halacha lemaisa, yes, the shul and all the members of the shul are all supposed to face not the Aron Kodesh but Mizrach. If the members of the shul are all facing Darom or some other direction, then you should go along with them, except for a little tilt to pay homage to Eretz Yisrael, which be zocha bez Hashem, to Beis HaMikdash, v'nyono, v'hera v'yameno.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.